We have sequenced the genome of a 37,000-year-old individual from Europe, meaning it's one of the oldest modern humans found in Europe. And this genome basically reveals three different things. First of all, and this is very surprising, we can see that all the major genetic components present in living day Europeans were already present in Europeans 37,000 years ago. And that changes the whole concept of how Europe was populated, where we previously thought, well, it was massive movements of people from outside into Europe providing genes. Now it is the data suggests, no, there was like this metapopulation of people stretching all the way from Europe to Central Asia, exchanging genes in a very complex network with each other.
How did the different types or races of man, if you will, appear on the planet?
By hybrid mixes. And that's how all the races came about, through mixings and crossbreeding.
Yeah, because I never bought into the story that someone could walk out of Africa and then over time, the skin tone changes, the facial features, and the structure of the hair changes. I never really bought into that.
Yeah, and that's what we're taught, and that's what textbooks say, but it's false, and we need to understand what the true history is. Out of Africa, the African Garden of Eden has become a strict part of the Darwinian paradigm. This is where the professors and experts tell us that all mankind came from Africa. I don't believe this is true. This is only about 25 years ago that the African Garden of Eden, the African Eve, became popular and became a fixed idea in Darwinian evolutionism. But it's not true. And as you say, it would be impossible for the African to migrate out and go to Sweden and turn white, to go to China and turn yellow. Those are fairy tales that they're still teaching in school.